BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily. It's a good one. An update from the man who's on a stag do with strangers called Will. Greg's on Real No Real. And after 5 long years of waiting, the incredible Pitbull is live on the show. Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills. They say be careful what you wish for in life. This is actually happening, and I've got to be honest, I don't know what to do with myself. I keep hopping around the studio like a nervous penguin.
There's stress going on, isn't there? There's, as you just described to me, Pitbull stress.
Yeah, there is Pitbull stress.
It just feels like, I don't know, I haven't felt like this since the Queen was coming to Radio 1.
Yeah.
That's a similar feeling.
I feel a bit like, you know, on when it's New Year's Eve, and you feel excited, but also nervous.
Yes.
That's what I feel like right now. Look, I'm just biting my nails.
I know.
I've waited for this day for so long. Mr. 305, Mr. Pitbull, Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide, Pitbull, I need to get that right. You can tell I'm nervous. 1:30, he'll be on the show.
There's a few people concerned. I've seen a few messages, Rachel, Jessica included in this. Worrying that this is your last show, because you always did say the last show, Pitbull Live, that would be the dream.
Not as far as I'm aware. What could be happening now, which I know happens at some radio stations, they just put all your stuff in a black bin liner and call a cab, and I might be out by 4. Do you know what I mean? So nice knowing you.
Well, here's the thing, because you mentioned this again a couple of weeks ago, so they've acted quickly if this is the case. 2 weeks later, Pitbull arrives and you're off.
As far as I'm aware, I'm not off. But I will be asking him to come in for my last show, whenever that may be. Producer's just pacing around now. It's making me feel really nervous.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, so exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Actual Pitbull's coming.
There's more people hanging outside than I've ever seen before. Can you hear that I'm a bit nervous in my voice?
Yeah.
Why is that? It's Pitbull, I know, but like, I mean, we've interviewed some big people. I don't know why I'm... I don't know.
It's... No, but that's what makes him unique. That's why he's Mr. Worldwide.
7 billion views on the internet, Chris.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Like a massive star.
What are you saying?
I'm going to act cool, though.
Musking up for Pitbull seems right, doesn't it?
What have you got? Wow, you've said it all out, like in a club toilet.
So basically, I've managed to raid my desk because I've got all sorts of sprays here.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to go for a combination of some.
Well, I definitely put some deodorant on because I've got a bit of a bead on.
Shall we leave it out? Because we can...
it just looks like the club... It just looks like the toilet's in Oceano and he'll be sat right next to them.
But also, he definitely will be mussed up to the max.
All right, pass us that deodorant.
So the white one or this one?
The grey one.
Grey one, this one, okay.
I think it's important because you know that he'll be smelling good.
Now, would you like some Boss Man or... this is good.
Boss Man,
this is musking up on air.
You know, I might go for the Tommy, actually. It's a classic.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to throw that.
No, don't throw it because it's glass.
Or
needs to smell good in here.
I've got a mystery one that doesn't have a name.
No, I'm all right. And we're ready.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now a man who has sold over 60 million singles worldwide, had number one hits in more than 15 countries, and has over 7 billion views for his music videos online. It's an honour and a privilege that after 5 years of trying, today on my show, for the first time, live in the studio at Radio 1, Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide, it's Pitbull!
Yeah!
I can't believe this is happening.
Well, it's definitely an honour and I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Ah!
Good things come to those that wait.
Yeah. Mills, this is Pitbull, actually happening.
I've always said, Pit, now, what do I call you? Pit 305 Worldwide?
You call me Pit, Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide. Amanda.
Okay.
It all depends, man.
All right.
It all depends on what mood we're in.
Okay. Can I go for Pit?
Let's do it.
Now, I've always said, Pit, that I want you on my last show here at Radio 1. Now, I need to point out that this is not my last show today, as far as I'm aware. But can I potentially book you again to come in for my last show, whenever that is? I don't know exactly when it's going to be.
I love the fact that you're using the leverage of all the listeners right now to cut this deal.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, to all the listeners, I'm just letting you know Scott is a good businessman.
It's best to ask them on air, I think, because then they can't say no.
Hey, you can definitely count on me last show.
Okay,
but I mean, that's not for a very, very, very long time.
Exactly. It could be like years.
Or maybe I come back and now you just own Radio 1.
Well, yeah, possibly. I mean, yeah. Stranger things have happened. But if we can keep in touch, that would be awesome, just for the last show.
Absolutely.
Purposes. You've done so many songs. Do you ever listen back to some of them and think, oh, I don't really like that one much anymore?
No, I really don't.
No? You still love all of them?
The thing is that the music is basically me just painting a picture of my life. So yeah. It just shows maturity and evolution and growth throughout different records. So I love to listen to some of them to get even new ideas for the new ones.
Yeah.
Or to old ones for new ideas for the new ones.
The list is impressive, though. You've worked with...
Thank you.
Neo, Lopez, Aguilera, Enrique, Shakira, Akon. Is your email inbox full of people requesting that you do a song with them?
Well, first of all, to all of them, I just say thank you because they've given me such amazing opportunities. And as far as that, I always talk about this and I say it because there's always a plan, never plans out. Ironically, it plans out. So you may want somebody on the record and it doesn't work out that way. But the good thing is fate has it.
Mm. Wait, but why,
that's
why
when you end up with people that, how should I say, I never thought I was going to be doing a record with Enrique and it becoming the record that it became. These are just things from working hard and taking advantage of opportunities.
Why does it sometimes not work out? Just like diaries?
Schedules, managers, people with no vision sometimes.
Okay.
You know, and the way we say it, we have a saying in Spanish, es paso corto, vista larga, which means short steps, long vision. And sometimes, most of the time, people have...
I'm going to write this down.
Yeah. They have short vision, long steps.
Do you ever start a project with someone and then it doesn't work out? Like the idea of getting into a studio works and then you get in and just something it doesn't really happen.
Well, here's the irony of this. I don't even work in studios. I record all around the world in hotel rooms.
That's why you're Mr. Worldwide.
Or whatever. That's right.
That's it.
Working hard. But you may send a record to somebody and they say, yeah, I'll do it. And then 3 days later, they say, no, we're not going to do it. So I never get my hopes up. I just kind of let it go whichever way it may go. And I just always say, no problems, just solutions. I don't stress it.
How often do you turn people down and how often do people turn you down?
I don't turn down anybody, to be honest with you. If the record's good, I'm jumping on it.
Yeah.
And more than anything, the best part of doing a record with somebody is when you have somebody you collaborated with that you can count on. Sometimes you run into people that you collaborate with, and if you can't count on them for award shows or radio shows or whatever it may be, then the record's only going to make it as far, or not that far, I would say. And also the public sees that there's really not that connection. Someone such as a Neo, I mean, Neo's always been a stand-up guy, and we've always been able to do great records together and also great business together.
Okay, so he's one of the good ones.
He's solid, yeah.
He'll turn up.
Turn up.
you are the only... Oh, by the way, where's the weirdest place you've recorded? Because you say you don't use studios.
Weirdest place I've recorded?
Like a bathroom?
We definitely done bathrooms where we get the mattress and put it halfway in the bathroom, the pillows all over the place.
Love.
But
it always sounds good in the shower as well. You know, when you sing in the shower, it's always...
Yeah, good thing I don't sing.
Yeah.
But I definitely sound good in the shower.
Yeah.
But on a boat in the Bahamas was definitely my favorite place.
I would say yes. That's what we want. That's what we want. We want private yachts. We want all of this detail.
Have you been to Pig Beach? In fact, it was in one of your videos, wasn't it? All the pigs that were there. That's in
Staniel K.
Your life is great.
Been down there, yeah.
you're the only star I know who has at least two nicknames. 3 or 5 worldwide, Pitbull. When did it feel right to give you? Did you give yourself those names?
No, so you know, Pitbull comes from just fighting, not only in the industry but in life as a whole. And anybody that understands the breed knows that it doesn't understand what the word lose means. As far as Mr. 305 comes from one of the Dade County legends, Dade County natives, which Dade County is a county in Miami, and his name is Trick Daddy. And Trick Daddy one day told me, hey. Yeah, you're Mr. 305 due to all the neighborhoods that I've lived in Miami. Good neighborhoods, bad neighborhoods, worse neighborhoods. And one day I just happened to be doing International Love, and I said, Mr. 305 and Mr. Worldwide. I said, man, that's got a ring to it. And then just went with Worldwide and happened to be where we were on a world tour. So it works out. It's just Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah, everyone knows it. Like 305 is the Miami
305 is the area code for Miami.
Yeah, okay. I knew that. See?
Yeah, there you go.
So what would you be, Mills, but from back in Eastleigh?
I'd be 01489. that's the Locks Heath area.
I'd be Mr. HA5.
Yeah, HA5.
No, you need the dial code.
Oh, I see.
01-0208.
Oh, 0208, yeah.
0208. It's not as good. 01411. It's not as good. What's yours again, Sky? 01489.
Yep. Try and make a rap out of that. Another thing,
Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide with 01489.
I mean, this is huge in Southampton right now. Another thing I love about you, Pitt, is what a businessman you are.
You've got your own drinks brand.
You've got your fragrances. You've got a production company. You are exactly the kind of guy that Chris, my friend here, would love to get to know more because also has loads of business ideas.
I'm always trying to think up business ideas. Okay. And, there's a show
are any of them generating anything?
Well, not really. There's a show here called, Dragon's Den where you can pitch ideas to these dragons.
We have one in the States. It's Shark Tank.
Yeah, very similar.
So I always hassle a lady called Deborah Meaden, who's one of the dragons on that, and I'm constantly coming up with ideas. She hasn't gone for any of them yet.
No. Well, you keep trying, man. Well,
we don't need her. We've got you now.
You're well into your suits, and one of the things that seems to be
going
really
well for
me.
Yeah, I think I've seen you pull up some about tuxedo shirts.
Tuxedo t-shirts, mate. Yeah. It's, so look, I've got them made up.
Yeah. All right.
If you want to wear that in the next video.
I don't know if you want to get all your dancers.
All right. I could definitely get the dancers to wear this. It'll look a lot better on. We call the dancers is the most bad ones.
Okay.
Yeah, because bad for us is meaning beautiful. Like,
okay.
Bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine the most bad ones in this t-shirt?
Absolutely.
I can see it right now.
Yeah. It says Vote Scott. That's from when I did a, you know, like Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, we got to put Vote Mr.
Yeah. Yeah, we can
01489.
Yeah, put that on. That'd be awesome. Mr. 01489.
That's going to stick.
That's going to be my name now. Another thing. Do you wear your own fragrance? Because I would.
Yes.
What, do you?
I do.
So you're wearing Pitbull for Men right now?
Absolutely.
I love that.
Right, but I mix it up. I actually mix it up with the woman fragrance also to get different little smells. And then also to come up with the next line. We got the next line coming out.
I heard that as
personalized.
A tip. I got told that on a night out, if you wear ladies' fragrance, now they might have been joking with me, but that actually helps you on a night out.
You mix it up.
Yeah.
And the good thing is you find the right formula and you'll see that every woman you talk to is like, wow, you smell great. If you don't get that, then you don't got the right formula.
I'm learning a lot in the space of 10 minutes.
I mean, we should apologize for our musking situation.
Because you came... Because
musking
you always,
or musty?
Musking and a bit musty. Because obviously you always look like sharp. You've always got the sunglasses there. You've got the blazer on point.
Thank you.
We wanted to, you know, put a bit of... like musk on before, like a bit of perfume for you. We overdid it.
Yeah.
So if it smells like the 90s in here, I really do apologize.
As a matter of fact, it does smell like about 1993 right now.
That's right. Yeah. That'll be because of those bottles over there.
I see what you got there.
Yeah,
I'm not going to mention any brands, but it's definitely not something that I would advise you to go out wearing.
Yeah. I tell you what.
Let me tell you, we're in a studio and there's no women in it. So
no, there isn't. No.
We need to get Pitbull.
More girls in here.
That's what, if we had the scent.
I got to send it over. Yeah. That's what we got to do.
Yeah. I tell you what, 305, 01489 is gathering heat, especially in the Locks, especially in the Locks Heath area. People are loving this. We're going to be all over local news tonight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's go to the crib. And if you want, you can bring your friends and we can fun.
That is Pitbull and Fun on BBC Radio 1.
That's what we're doing right now, Scott. We're having fun.
That's what we are having.
So I just told you, I'm going to take the tuxedo shirt that says, Vote for Scott.
This is unreal.
Will you follow me
on
Twitter?
I'm going to take it on a plane, all right?
Yeah?
And I'm going to have the most bad ones, each one of them, take a picture with the shirt on.
Oh, God, this is
I'm going to send you the pictures, and then we're going to let the public decide which one is their favorite dancer.
Chris, what a day to be alive.
This is already an amazing
moment. Yeah. See, you got James Bond in London. In Miami, we have Armando Bond.
Yeah.
00305.
So the problem is, the tuxedo shirts I've got are all the ones that we use for Strictly Come Dancing when you're on that, Scott. So they all say Vote Scott on it.
Yeah, I know.
But Pitt's...
Or do I just put like tape over and say Vote the most bad ones?
Yeah. Whatever you want. I don't care, as long as they wear it.
Are we going to do Mr. 01489?
Yeah, okay. I've got some other shout-outs, though. Could you do some more error codes for me, please?
Hit me.
I've got Plymouth 01752.
One time for 01752.
And you've got your Newport, South Wales, 01633.
Two times for 01633.
And then you've got Chris off of Hemel Hempstead, a.k.a. Mr. 01442.
Mr. 01442, what they do, what they don't, what it is, what it ain't.
Oh, this is is so good. And finally, Huddersfield, 01484.
01484, what they do. And everybody out there, we appreciate the love. Thank you for tuning in. Now, I got a great memory, but there's no way I'm going to remember all those area codes.
No, I know. Well, I don't expect you to remember Plymouth or Huddersfield when you've left, you know. But I'm quite interested in...
one time, Plymouth or Huddersfield.
I'm quite interested in what your life is like. So can we talk through an average pit bull day?
Yeah.
So I'm imagining you wake up in a fabulous place in Miami, probably in silk sheets.
Not silk sheets, probably like no sheets.
Okay, good.
And remember, it's hot in Miami.
It is. You've got aircon though, of course you have. Does someone wake you up like an assistant, or do you set a phone alarm?
I don't have no alarm clock, nothing. My mom programmed me early on how to program myself.
Okay, so you just wake up naturally.
I just wake up.
And then breakfast. Talk to me, Pitt. What do you have?
It all depends on how the night was.
Boiled eggs.
Yeah. Okay. So
no, definitely have boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm. Nah. And then after breakfast, do you have a bath just because you're Pitbull? I would. And how many bathrooms are there to choose from? I think a lot.
Oh, man.
How many you say?
I'm a humble person, man. Thank God I'm very blessed and have the opportunity to enjoy life and do what I love.
Okay.
But I'm one of the simple guys.
Okay. So I'm saying like two bathrooms.
Yeah. Have you got an outside?
All I need is a bathroom.
Yeah, that's true.
And we'll be all right.
Have you got an outside loo?
Outside where?
Outside toilet.
Oh, outside toilet. No, I don't have one of those.
They don't have them in Miami.
No.
No, but in the islands they do.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
In the islands they do. But those can get you in trouble.
And then in the studio, what else happens? Like, what time are you in the club?
In the club. It's been a while since I've been to the club, to be honest with you. I just create my own clubs and my own environment and atmosphere due to, you know, with social media these days, you can get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah,
acting a fool.
So
I'd rather do it around. Around people that you love, a great circle, and the way we create memories is by creating memories. So many pictures being taken, I feel like people are missing the big picture sometimes. You know?
It's like when you see people at gigs and they don't actually watch the concert; they're just doing it through their phone or iPad.
Yeah, and then they're taking pictures of themselves. To each his own, it is what it is. Me personally, there's not one hacker in the world that can hack into this head right here.
So true. I need to write all these little bits down.
There's a lot of words of wisdom coming out right now.
Yeah.
Now, have you got your star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yet?
Actually, we haven't got a chance to go do it personally, but yes, they have given it to us. So that's a tremendous honor and opportunity and blessing. And did I ever think I'd have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Maybe on one of the blocks I grew up in Miami, but not the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
So that's definitely
a blessing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
That's so cool.
I will seek it out if I ever go there.
Yeah.
Now, you've performed for the president as well.
Yes.
What was the White House like, please?
It was white.
Was it?
Yeah.
I reckon he's sworn to some kind of secrecy deal. That's what I'd like to imagine.
Yeah. We performed on a July 4th out there in the backyard for the troops, and that was definitely a blessing and an honor.
Do you keep mementos? Were you not tempted to take? I mean, is it like branded toilet? Not to go back to the toilets again, but branded toilet paper.
I think something about you. You like toilets. Don't you?
It always goes back. It always goes back to that pit.
I don't know if it's one of those business ideas that you've been pitching to.
I don't know why
dragons,
it is.
But maybe that's why they keep passing on it.
Hey, and I also see you in Orlando. You've got a waxwork at Madame Tussauds.
Oh yeah.
Now, are you happy with it? Because some people aren't happy with theirs.
I love it.
Yeah?
I love it. I think it's amazing. And Madame Tussauds, I want to say thank you to them. It's definitely, I go again, an honor and a blessing. But also, when you look at yourself, it's a little mind-blowing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like looking in the mirror or not?
Yeah. But he feels alive, though. At least he'll live forever.
And do you know who you're next to?
No, not yet. They haven't put me next to anybody. I'm hoping they put me next to...
Who would you like?
They could put Jennifer Lopez on one side.
Oh, she loves you.
And then put like Sofia Vergara on another.
Okay.
And Shakira like right in front, maybe.
We had... that'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be a great company.
We had J-Lo on before, and she pretty much talked about you so much. Mm, and was like,
Jennifer is...
I love Pitt.
She's not only a hard worker, obviously a gorgeous, beautiful, sophisticated, powerful woman, but she is just... She doesn't stop.
But that's the thing, is everyone who comes on this show that has worked with Pitt talks. I mean, we've heard so many legendary stories. It's like Enrique as well, when he was on.
Yeah.
Singing your praises.
Always mentions you.
Enrique is a trip and also a great business partner and one of the few guys that I can call a friend in the industry. And matter of fact, I got to lend him a couple fingers now since he want to be snatching drones out the sky.
Yeah, there is that, isn't there? Yeah. He's all right, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he'll be all right.
He'll be all right. Why did he do that?
Good question.
Oh, there's a drone. I might just... Do you know about this story, Chris?
No, what's this?
Enrique has really messed up his hand because like he was on stage and there was a drone like filming it and he was like, oh, I'm going to grab that.
No way.
Slice.
He sliced his fingers off.
Ow.
Nasty.
Yeah.
20.4 million followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
Are there any late night tweets that you regret?
Nah, to be honest with you, I'm very careful with that.
I would be.
Yeah, very, very careful with that to the point where I just have people double check and confirm what I write sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah. Before it goes out, it's got to go through basically a committee.
But yeah, what about DMs? DMs can be tricky as well. Yeah. Late at night, you accidentally send a DM to someone.
I still deal with the BlackBerry. I don't get on all that right now.
It passes through a team of people before it gets tweeted. Yeah. Think about it.
It's so cheeky, but you only get one chance with this. Would you be up for following us on Twitter?
Mm.
Would you? That would be.
I'm sure we can work that out.
Oh, that would be the greatest.
I'm sure we can work that out, but we got to do it with the photos that we're going to shoot.
We'll do it with the photos.
We'll do that.
Well, this has been a brilliant half hour of my life. After 5 hours, 5 hours, 5 years. Thank you very much, Pitbull, for coming in today.
Are you crazy? Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. And as always, to all the fans out there, without y'all, there's no Pitbull. There is no movement. And Scott, Chris, thank you guys so much. Mr. What is it?
104.9. Get it right. All right. Good to see you. Come and see us. Don't leave it so long next time.
Same here, man. It's Mr. 305, better said, Mr. Worldwide, checking in, checking out. God bless. Have a great day, guys. The Scott
Mills Daily. Remember, Hemel Hempstead, Pitbull loves you.
Mr. 01442, what they do, what they don't, what it is, what it ain't.
Love so much. So much love for him. We need to get him back in.
He's brilliant.
Yeah,
He's just brilliant.
Just so good. He also loves Huddersfield. Don't forget it.
01484, what they do.
And you in Plymouth.
One time for 01752.
And Pitbull shouting area codes. Amazing.
Yeah. Newport, South Wales.
Two times for 01633.
Oh, what a great day I'm having. BBC Radio 1.
Mr. 01442, what they do, what they don't, what it is, what it ain't.
Grant's been on going, I can't believe I missed Pitbull. Why didn't you tell us before? Well, it was quite a last minute thing, Grant, to be honest. I do not think I would have been shouting about it for weeks, but sometimes it's good to have that like quick, sharp shot like that. Boom, he's here and he's gone. It'll be on the Scott Mills Daily podcast tonight, though. The whole chat with interview, I've lost it. I need to go home.
It's weird seeing the effect that Pitbull's had on you today.
I don't understand what's happening. The whole chat will be on the podcast tonight, the entire interview with Mr. 305, if you missed it, and it doesn't disappoint. The Scott Mills Daily. We spoke to him on Friday. He's on a stag do with loads of people he doesn't know because he bought the ticket on eBay. He's there with his toy badger. It's Will. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Will, this is the longest stag do ever.
And it's still going.
It's still going. Day. When do you fly back?
We should get back about midnight, 1 o'clock tonight.
All right, so it finally ends.
It finally ends tonight, yeah.
When we last spoke to you, you'd met the lads, you'd done one night out. It looked lively.
Yeah, it's been pretty lively. We've had a few drinks here and there and plenty of nice Hungarian food.
Any activities?
Yeah, we've watched the Champions League final. They're on a sightseeing boat.
Of course.
Loads of things.
And I mean, financially, how are you and the badger holding up?
It's all right. It's relatively cheap here, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Which is handy, because obviously when you're out all day for 5 days, it's going to rack up a bit of a bill.
You do say that, but what you've been doing is you've been tweeting lots of pictures of the badger in various different locations, and one of them, the badger's holding a receipt for £53,000.
Well, we're in a pub for about 5 hours, and that's just all our food and everything.
Mm. How much is that in Hungarian currency?
I've got no idea, if I'm honest. I'll find out when I get the bill at home.
The thing is, everyone will now text in who will do the currency converting, so I'll be able to tell you within minutes.
Oh, OK, yeah.
So we spoke to you on Friday. I need a kind of breakdown of the weekend, because I'm getting the vibe that your new friends, that you don't know, have been getting a bit annoyed about your badger.
It's just the attention that Steph gets with the girls, obviously.
Mm.
So yesterday on the boat trip, tension's got to a bit of a height, and unfortunately Ollie threw Steph into the Danube.
So, all right, so yeah, they're really not keen. So the toy badger, Seth, went into the River Danube.
Into the Danube, which is about as wide as the Thames and about twice as deep.
So what happened, Will? Why did they get annoyed? I mean, were they particularly grouchy, just grabbed the badger and threw him away?
I think it was just that the tour guide was just that interested in Seth and not talking to us about what we were seeing. I think it just got to a point where it was like, that's it.
It was all about the badger, not them.
Exactly.
Where is Seth now?
Well, luckily, Liam Beattie, one of the guys, jumped in, saved him, and then we stuck him under the hand dryer.
Oh, so he's all right?
He's all right. He's a bit darker than he was, but he's all right.
Okay, and the guy who threw him into the river, are you friends with him now, or is there tension?
There's still tension. It's not as bad as it was.
Have you had enough?
No. I'm looking forward to next weekend.
Next weekend? Where are you going?
Barcelona next weekend, next Sunday.
And who's that with?
I still don't know her name.
And this is a hen do you're going on?
It's a hen do in Barcelona, yeah. Next Sunday.
And how did you come about that?
Just through Twitter.
So they obviously heard what was going on Radio 1 and they saw it on your Twitter. And then they were like, OK, do you want to come with us to Barcelona?
Yep.
I've seen that your bill, by the way, the one that you came, you weren't sure how much you spent £175.
Ooh, okay.
But it's different in foreign currency, isn't it? Doesn't feel so much.
Well, it did, because it was a lot.
Yeah. But you got a lot for your money by the sounds of it.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Can I ask maybe a sensitive question?
Yeah, yeah.
You are going on a hen do next weekend with how many girls?
I think there's 16.
How's the missus about that then?
Yeah, the missus is pretty cool. Yep. She's all for me going away every now and then.
Yep, with a hen party.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
Okay, well, have a good flight back tonight.
Yes, thank you very much.
Can I ask, where does the badger sit on the plane? Does it get its own seat?
It's got a window seat.
Right, good. And maybe we'll catch up with you when you're on the hen do, or maybe a bit before.
Yeah, I'll keep you updated.
Try and find out the name of the girl's hen do that you're going on between now and then as well. Would be good.
Yeah, I'll try and get your phone number.
All right, I'll speak to you later in the week then.
Okay, Scott, thank you for ringing.
Nice, all right. Thanks, Will. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. James in Aylesbury has been fortunate enough to hear the whole saga with Will and the Badger on the show as it unfolded. And the whole thing is so unreal, I've kind of been in stitches the whole time, but I'm really enjoying it. It hasn't ended yet. He's going on a hen do to Barcelona next weekend.
It's an interesting one, though, because, it was such a long stag do. I kind of got the impression from that I'm sure the lads are loving having him there, but I think the novelty may have worn off with the badger.
It's 5 days. Someone's been on to me saying that their brother's stag lasted a week.
What?
It's just a bit too long, do you know what I mean? BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Have you seen this today? Some One Direction fans want Brooklyn Beckham to replace Zayn in One Direction.
Yeah, there's a bit of a campaign starting with this.
That, I don't think that would happen.
Or, no?
Well, I don't know. But now, like, I've obviously not thought of that before. I've just found out about it. I mean, it's not the worst idea.
I'm kind of for it.
But he can't sing.
But does it matter?
But yes. Well,
also, how do you know he can't sing?
That's true, actually. And look at his mum's voice. I mean, the chances are that he... What? Think, don't look I at me like that.
Listen, you know people.
No, chances are that he can sing because of Victoria.
I thought you were One Direction's unofficial manager at one point. Now, well, what are you saying? Let's make a clear statement.
No, let's not make any statement.
Is he joining the group?
No, he's not. It's a ridiculous internet rumour.
Now, I think you're saying that to try throw people off.
I'm not. I don't know anything.
Something.
I don't know anything.
So he is?
No, I don't know.
Definitely is.
No, and no, it's not the same. Like, there'll be some fans that'll be really for it and there'll be some that'll be really against. And do you know what? I do not want to get in that.
So, go on.
I don't want to get in that argument.
Stop sitting on the fence.
No, I need to sit on the fence right now. No, it's not gonna happen anyway. It's one of them silly internet things. Don't worry about it.
I think it could happen.
No, I don't. What are you saying?
So, this, the girlfriend, she hasn't left a name. It's really annoying. But the girlfriend of this guy's texting.
Yeah, you're really annoying, girlfriend.
And basically wants you to wish her boyfriend a happy birthday. And
sure.
He'll be busy working right now, but she knows that he listens. And his name's Andrew in Cardiff.
So I've just seen it.
Say happy birthday to him.
Andrew Pillar in Cardiff.
And anyway, she sent a picture of all the birthday cards there here, and there's loads of happy birthday cards. But they've also got a Scott Mills card there, which they fashioned into a birthday card.
So it's like, oh, it's like my DJ card with a photo on.
Because he's such a big fan of you. He's got you as a happy birthday card. This is nice.
Thanks, Andrew. The Scott
Mills Daily.
I didn't like where you were heading with that there, with the Brooklyn Beckham and In One Direction thing. I think, do you feel you may have misjudged it?
Yeah,
now?
I misjudged it. I thought the reaction would be good.
No.
It's not as good as I first thought.
It's really not.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One.
Hello, Radio One.
Hello there, Scott. It's Mark.
Mark, where are you today?
I'm in Derry, in Northern Ireland.
Hi, Mark. Chris is here too. Say hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
How can we help you?
We've got a lot of show and tell for you today.
Oh, I love a show and tell when a listener comes up with it. Would you like a fanfare?
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. It's when someone just brings a new idea to the show that we don't know about. There we are. All right.
Very good.
Now, what is it?
I seen a video there this morning on my Facebook. And it reminded me of that armpit clip that you played a couple of weeks back.
Oh, yeah, my armpit, yeah. Do you remember that guy? This is a guy that used one of those sleep talking apps where you just set it up and press record before you go to sleep, put it by your bed, and then you find out what you've said in your sleep. Here he is.
My armpit, yeah. My armpit.
So the video on your Facebook reminds you of that?
Yeah.
Is that why you got in touch with us?
That is.
Can you send me the link?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'll have a look, and we'll go through it in a minute, all right?
No problem.
Awesome. Thank you, Mark.
All right.
Love you, bye.
All right, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I've just looked at this video that Mark sent us for show and tell.
Mark from Derry, Londonderry. Who, yeah. Yeah, so you got the email link there, right?
Yeah.
Is it a good one?
It's good, yeah. It's had so many views already. It's not been on YouTube that long from what I can see, but it's had over a million views already.
And it seems to remind Mark a little bit of...
My armpit. Yeah.
So what is it?
So it's this kid who's in hospital, and you know that point when you're in hospital and you feel kind of groggy?
Yeah.
And you start saying weird things because of it.
Yes.
There's a lot of these videos online. There's ones where, say, you've been to the dentist is always a popular one.
Yes.
And you start saying really weird things.
Just in that kind of odd, groggy stage where you're a bit like, what's going on?
Yeah. And this is another example of one of those, really. And this guy's just fascinated by the fact that he's got a cast on. Check it out.
Where am I? I have a cast!
Walker.
Look at my cast!
We love it. But be careful, buddy.
Lay back, okay?
Lay back.
Look at my gas.
We're getting your blood pressure.
Oh. Can you see my gas?
Yes, Walker, relax so she can get your blood pressure.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Whoa.
Whoa, I got a cast.
It's the best thing ever.
Oh, look, I've got a cast on my arm. Love that. I wasn't expecting them to be American, but they often are in these videos.
Oh, yeah, usually are.
Can you see it? That's incredible. Wow. I have a cast.
So he's
that's awesome.
Yeah,
he's loving it so much.
Oh, he loves his cast.
But the thing is, his parents want to try calm him down a little bit. So what they do is they put a shirt over his arm to kind of cover the cast.
Okay, so he can't see the cast
now. Can't see the cast.
And he's getting well excited about it.
Yeah, check this.
Where'd my cast go? Where's my arm? Where's my arm?
Your arm's here.
I can't find my arm. There's my arm. There's my cast. I found it.
Yeah, that didn't work. Thanks, Mark, for that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Stag Do in Budapest is still happening with our listener, Will, and his toy badger, Seth. We had an update earlier. It'll be on the Scott Mills podcast. You know, the guy that just basically bought his way into a stag do with loads of randoms he'd never met before? We spoke to him on Friday. We had an update at 2:40. That'll be on the podcast. I can hardly breathe. Pitbulls just followed me on Twitter.
It's all kicking off.
Actual 305 worldwide. And you've got a follow?
I've got a follow. I don't know what to do with it now. I might just shut down Twitter in celebration. It won't get any better than this. I feel like I've won.
I feel like the rest of my career might be, like, downhill.
He's so active. He's just retweeted Radio 1. And then he's just messaged saying, gracias, more to come, stay tuned.
And he's given you a dale.
And he's retweeted me. This is, it's all kicking off.
Oh. Thanks, Pitt. You are absolutely our favourite.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
And hello, Greg James.
Hello. You're not okay today.
Not okay. I'm just... the first thing that happened was that Pitbull actually came in after 5 years of trying. He was really nice. And He's just followed me and Chris on Twitter.
What a day.
It's a big day.
We're now part of his 20 plus million followers.
Hang on a minute. No. Don't.
Were you following him?
We were following him. That's not the news here. He's following us. We're part of his 2,500. He only follows 2,500 Mills.
I didn't realise he only followed that many.
He's not following 20 million.
Radio 1, Scott Mills, Chris Stark. Wow. What a day.
That's the ass.
He also follows every account associated with him.
He is a businessman.
If you change your name to Pitbull or Worldwide, that's a top tip.
Like Katrina loves Pitbull. Pitbull in China.
Follow.
Pitbull girls.
Follow. Also...
Yeah, some ones you can't read out as well.
Has anyone seen anyone in the office shoving my things into a bin liner? Because I have said that I wanted Pitbull on my last ever show on Radio 1. Now, I don't mean to alarm anyone. It's not happening anytime soon. But... there is, you never know sometimes at radio stations, and that's why I don't really keep much here.
In fact, no, you've played a blinder. You actually don't have a desk here.
No.
So they can't ever tell you to clear it.
It comes from a time where I was working in Bristol doing a breakfast show somewhere, and they came to me and went, that was your last show. And I was not ready for it. And all my stuff was still in a desk upstairs. So since then, I like to kind of keep it light. And not really have any belongings at work.
No belongings?
Not really. Do you have anything here of any value?
Not really. The presenters don't really get a desk anymore.
No.
You used to store a suit around here, because I once was tempted to borrow it.
There's a suit here, just in case.
Mm. It's good to have an emergency suit.
It is.
Well, you know, like you've got your emergency pants for bingo.
Absolutely.
I've got emergency t-shirts and stuff, just in case.
Just in case you need to go and present somewhere.
I'm always ready. Earpiece in. Off we go.
I'm just thinking, yeah, there's nothing actually to put in bin bags anyway. So if that is my last show, I don't know. I'm sure it's fine.
Today's not your last show, is it?
That's what I mean.
I don't think so.
Why would it be? Just because everyone's leaving doesn't mean you have to.
All right.
I was told we're on tomorrow. We're definitely on tomorrow.
I mean, of course we've got All Time Low later this week, so I've got at least another week.
Yeah.
Here's Greg James on Real or No Real.
Britney Spears' perfume costs less per litre than printer ink.
What a ridiculous fact.
To be fair, though, it's the printers that are cheap. It's the cartridges that get you.
Blimey.
Always.
Oh. I bought some last week. Don't know who cartridges. They're still on.
No, who in that phrase, which I think has been the same for about 15 years.
True. Now. Still true, Chris.
The cartridges that cost the money.
It's true. It's so expensive right now.
Get yourself a cheapo printer for £25. Cartridges, £45. See you later.
Yeah. So Britney Spears perfume costs less per litre than photocopier... ink, what are we saying?
Do you know the name of the Britney Spears one, Mills? You're normally good with the fragrances.
Well, there was Curious, and then you've got... this. My friend...
To be fair, there could be one called Toner, and it would kind of work.
My friend Dino knows all of the perfumes, because he's a big fan. But I know there's one called Curious, and like Curious Night, and various kind of
There's not one called Toxic?
Nah, that wouldn't be a seller.
Should be.
So, what do you think?
I think this is real.
I think it's real too.
Because you're saying photocopier ink's quite expensive.
I think toner's really expensive. I haven't bought some.
I'm going to say real.
For a while, but
I
think
it's... less per litre than photocopier ink.
Yeah.
That one is real.
Yes.
She's released about 17 perfumes, Britney has, over the last 10 years. Can they all cost less than ink? As we were saying, printer ink is very expensive indeed. And not just Britney's perfume. Printer ink is now more expensive than most fragrances and petrol.
Wow.
And next.
Michael Bublé is planning to cash in on wedding season by releasing an album of first dance songs.
Very good idea.
You know Michael Bublé.
Always good to have a reminder, though, isn't it? Quite how good he is.
I don't like him this time of year.
Oh, I like this one. I just haven't met you yet. That's an all-rounder, that one. An all-year-rounder. But Michael Bublé, I mean, he's not been one to cash in on Christmas before, but would he now cash in on wedding season by releasing an album of first dance songs?
Well, I feel like he's quite the entrepreneur. He saw a market. He saw a market that will return every single year. He will get a return on that Christmas album forever. That will outlive him.
Yeah, and he'll get all the bookings for that. You know, there's lots of weddings, and the people with money will be able to book him for that. It's a nice little gimmick to have, isn't it?
Yeah, but he won't be doing the weddings.
He's not going to do weddings. No? It's Michael Bublé.
It'll cost...
Oh, so you mean just play his CD in?
Yeah.
He's played. He's made like 100 million... record sales.
He doesn't need to go and do weddings.
No. So covers of first dance songs. So first dance songs are generally Adele, that Ed Sheeran one.
John Legend, All of Me.
Yeah.
You know, N-dubs.
N-dubs? Yeah. Really?
Well, I don't know. If you're a big fan of N-dubs, it might be.
What one?
Which one? Papa, if you can hear me.
Is that the one that goes, my name's Shaniqua and what?
Yeah. Or was that Ouch? I can't remember.
Oh, I don't know. They will go into one. Has Bublé cashed in on album on weddings by doing an album of first dance songs, or is he about to?
I think he's about to. I think that's real.
Surely. Great idea. Real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Although he should. Should be.
He should.
Good idea.
He's got it wrapped up at Christmas. Wrap it up for weddings as well. And next.
Despite having the fastest selling album of the year, Ed Sheeran still likes to borrow fans' streaming service login details to catch up on Game of Thrones.
No.
What?
Can't do that.
Thing is, you can get all the money, you know, from your job, but certain things won't change from how you were when you were younger.
Yeah, some people are born tight.
Mills, case in point. You know.
I'm not
you
tight,
do
Chris.
All right. But you do love a little bargain as well. Like, you'll generally buy massive boxes of washing up liquid, that kind of thing. Like, you'll look for massive ones that you'll use vouchers.
I love... Yes? What's wrong with that?
No, I'm just saying it's odd for a man...
Don't be like, a voucher snob. No one likes them.
I'm not a voucher snob.
No one likes them.
It's just surprising.
I know that you love a bargain in particular. I was talking to someone about this yesterday.
Okay, shut up.
What bargain was that?
There's absolutely
come on,
no need.
What was it?
Maybe Chris, no need.
Maybe Chris knows
don't the start that.
Go on.
You started it. Maybe Chris knows the time when, you know, when they start calling the bargains out, the reduced ones.
Oh, yeah.
He knows exactly the time in his local supermarket when that happens.
Done it once or twice and you get a reputation.
What's on the radar, though, when you go in?
Well, you know, like, everything's reduced in aisle four and off he heads. And he knows the time they're going to announce.
Yeah, but it's normally baked stuff, isn't it? Stuff they've made on the day.
That's what I mean. The deli counter there.
I see. He is a man who likes a cheap chicken satay.
Yeah.
That's what you are.
Yes, he is.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Use that as my Twitter bio. Yeah. It does sum me up.
He likes a 19 pence samosa.
Was I not supposed to reveal that?
It's fine.
Anyway, so I just love a cash and carry. What can I say? Ed Sheeran, despite having the fastest selling album of the year, Ed still likes to borrow fans' streaming service login details to catch up on Game of Thrones. Greg James, real or no real?
Probably real, that.
Surely not. I'm going to go no real.
That one's real.
Wow.
So Ed tweeted his 13.9 million followers earlier today to see if anyone had a login so he could watch.
Did everyone tweet it back? Because you could find lots of logins, I imagine, through that.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. That's a problem.
This follows on from the Real or No Real a while back, where Clean Bandit asked if anyone had a 2-for-1 cinema voucher code.
There's that taxi company as well that gives out a £10 free ride if you recommend someone. It's amazing when you see a famous person tweeting the code.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And by the way, guys, I have got £10 off my next ride if you subscribe.
And next!
At the 1994 Wimbledon Tennis Championships, one of the ball boys was none other than One Extra's Charlie Sloth.
an image.
Can't be.
When was that?
So, 94 Wimbledon Tennis Championships. How old do you have to be a ball boy?
Sort of 15, 16?
Well, according 15, to 16. How old he says he is, that would make him about 6, wouldn't it? At the
Well, he obviously does claim to be 27.
But right. No one's sure.
Do you know, I asked him that. But I asked him off air. Like, I asked him when we were just hanging out at the academy in Norwich. I said, oh, come on, how old are you? And he went, I'm 2 years younger than you. I went, no, you're not. You're definitely not.
No.
I am. No, you're not. Look, just tell me how old you are.
No one believes him, but we all just play along. Don't we? Come on, we all do. Let's put it out there. No one believes he's 27. No one. Not one person.
Well, he does.
So one of the ball boys in 94, so that would put Charlie Sloth, if this is real, at 7 years old.
Right, well, that's illegal.
So, real or no real?
Wimbledon.
I'm asking you, was he a ball boy at Wimbledon in 1994?
Well, I'm hoping here, real.
Yeah. You're busy when you're seven. You've got lots of spelling to do. Mm. There's lots of things at school you're going to miss out on. I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real. Oh.
Which does actually tally up with the fact that he is 27. And at the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 20, Greg got 30.
Yes, Greg. What's on today?
Today we have a star caller from Van McCann from Catfish and the Bottle
yes.
Men. That's at 5:10 today. The Scott Mills Daily.
What a podcast. Subscribe and you'll get it every day for absolutely free from the Radio 1 website. We're back on Radio 1 tomorrow with Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.